Thomas Barefoot was convicted of the August 7th, 1978 shooting death of Harker Heights, Texas, policeman Carl Levin. Harker Heights is a community contiguous to the city of Killeen. Levin was shot in the head at close range while investigating a report of a suspicious fire. Thomas Barefoot was arrested the next day, the murder weapon in his possession. You insist that you're innocent of the murder charges. At the time of Officer Levin's death, you were a fugitive from the New Mexico authorities, where you were under indictment for the kidnap and rape of a three-year-old child. You also had previous convictions for the possession of an unregistered firearm, possession of amphetamines, distribution and possession of marijuana, and carrying a concealed weapon. You've had four dates to die, the last one of which was today. That essentially establishes the reason you're on the other side of this glass, Mr. Barefoot, and yet you maintain your innocence.
That's right.
You didn't do this.
I didn't kill anybody.
They found the weapon on your person when you were arrested, and the ballistic tests proved conclusively that that was they had the shell, that was the weapon used in the murder. That doesn't look good for you.
No, sir, it doesn't look good. Doesn't look good at all.
There's more testimony, Mr. Barefoot, and appreciating that it's not possible to recreate the whole trial here, a friend of yours with whom you've been living in a trailer park reports that on the day of the shooting, you called him on the phone, and you said to your friend, as he testified in court, "I shot him. I killed the mother. I shot him in the head."
That was a statement that he gave. It was untrue, though.
He also testified that you said you had to get out of town because you, quote, "wasted a cop," that he killed a cop. So testified.
No, sir, I didn't say that either.
He did. He said you said that.
Yes, sir. But I didn't say that. I had no such conversation with the man to that extent, no.
Do you deny the accusations in New Mexico? The charge is pretty gruesome, that you raped, the word penetrate is used to describe the act that you committed against a three-year-old child.
Yes, I deny it. Never been tried for it either.
That's
I
true.
Don't think that I ever will be tried for it. The girl that put the charges against me was one girl that I'd been going with, and I started going with another one, and I think she was mad about that or something. I'm not real sure why.
Right.
But I tried to get a hold of her later on, and she left town or wasn't available to come drop the charges. I had no money. I couldn't get out of jail, so I'm there for the duration.
How old are you, Mr. Barefoot?
38.
Other testimony said that when you told your friend, with whom you resided at the trailer park, that you had wasted a cop, you used your hand in the manner of a pistol and pointed it at his head, and the testimony demonstrated that the manner of this gesture was exactly coincidental with the trajectory of the bullet as it entered the head of the police officer, having been fired 3 to 6 inches from his skull.
So it would seem. But this guy, I had no such conversation with this man at all. I didn't know at the time that he was a known informer to the police, that he had been getting out of, staying out of jail for collaborating with the police. He was a taxi cab driver. The other friend was a dispatcher, which had pending charges against him, speed for possession of amphetamines and whatever. And he calls up, like this guy calls up in the morning around 7 o'clock. As soon as he heard on the news that the policeman had been killed, which it comes over the citizen that
right.
banned, he calls up at 7 o'clock and tells the policeman that I'm the man that done the killing of this policeman.
And then later, the next day, they find you with the gun on your possession.
This is about 2 days later, which was the 9th, they found me in Houston, Texas. with a gun that is said to be the gun, which I'm not real sure that it was the gun.
All right.
Now, it might be.
All right. Mr. Barefoot, with not much time left, let me ask you a few other things. Do you think a man who does kill a police officer in the manner that Officer Levin was killed ought to be executed? I'm not asking you to comment on your guilt or innocence now. I'm asking you, do you think society is served by the execution of a person who slays in cold blood, point blank? Incidentally, this officer's gun was found in his holster when the body was discovered beside his police car. So he didn't even have his gun drawn. How do you feel about it? Well, what should we do with a person who slays a police officer under those circumstances?
First of all, I was down here for 3.5 years, and I believed, or thought I believed, in capital punishment while I was on death row. And then I got to thinking about it, and I realized that capital punishment for any crime is not warranted. I say this because of the last days of Christ, when the Roman soldier cut off the ear. I mean, when the Peter cut off the ear of the Roman soldier.
Christ returned it to its place.
He reached down and healed him completely. This told me that Christ not only didn't want him killed, he didn't want the man hurt.
Right. Mr. Barefoot, numbers of people will see that as an effort of a condemned man to hide behind the Lord. I'm not saying that that's what you're doing. That's how they feel about what you're saying. What would you say to them?
I would say that I tell myself this right back there in my cage that I've been in for over 5 years. I tell myself and God the same thing. And what the people are going to believe, they're going to believe anyway. But now his truth's not going to come back to him void. It's going to do what he wants it to do.
Mr. Barefoot, given the fact that one person has already been executed by the injection method here in Texas, given the Gallup poll and given recent Supreme Court rulings, it looks like you're going to die. Would you agree with that?
If I believed what the people said, but...
What do you think?
Well, I trust in Jesus, and whatever it is that he wants for me, this is what's going to happen to me. And they could run gallons of poison into my veins, and it wouldn't do anything to me if it be not Christ's will. And he has spared me 4 times already.
And that gives you hope, does it?
Not really hope, because I don't look at death as I used to. And as most people do nowadays, they act like that it's some kind of a real bad thing, that this is awful to them. And I don't look at it as that. I look, when I was in the death cage, it was like to me that I was waiting on the launch pad.
The launch pad?
For a rocket ship to come bring me on home to my Lord.
Do you think about the victims of this crime for which you have been convicted? The widow?
I sure do.
Family?
I sure do. I think about them all the time, and I wish they knew the truth.
That you didn't do it?
That's right. I don't want anybody to hold ill will towards me for any kind of reason, because I know it's not right to hold any ill will or malice in a person's heart towards anybody. I say this because that I am innocent, and because that I don't want anybody to be in danger of the fire because of them not forgiving who I am and what I've done.
Your appeal is based on proportionality, which is now at the center of the capital case controversy in America. That, in effect, says that there should be some consistency in the punishment meted out for reasonably similar crimes, including murders, or capital cases around the country.
I'm hoping that the proportionality issue goes in favor of the people, because I don't think it's right to kill to start with, for anybody to kill.
But if somebody does kill, the state should not be legally permitted to kill him.
I think that...
Unless it's Adolf Hitler.
That's kind of sums it all up, because it seems to me like that this society is becoming more and more bloodthirsty. You take when Archer was over there at the walls, Here is these college kids. They're over there hollering, "This bud's for you, kill him, kill him." And they have no regard for this life.
But they don't. They think he has no regard for the for the lives of the people he killed.
But now look at this. You got to look on further, Mr. Donahue, at the after the one of the highest officials in the land comes up there and tells them and tries to explain to these people, these college kids, our leaders of tomorrow, of what the court says, they boo him completely off the thing, so they have no regard for him then. This is going to be our leaders of tomorrow.
You think they're bloodthirsty, do you?
I think they are like kind of like drowning men going down for the last time, and they don't realize what it is that is their enemy. They don't realize what their enemy is.
These demonstrators don't.
That's right.
What is their enemy?
I think that since our country was founded on what God says, I realize that state is separate from the church. But since our country was founded on what God was, and we prospered for years and years, one of the greatest nations in the world, because of what God, and now we're getting away from where we don't want to have prayer in the school, we don't want to have this, and it goes down because whenever you don't obey what God says to
but
you to do.
The people don't think you obeyed what God said, Mr. Barefoot.
Yes, sir, I can
But let's not go over your claim of innocence is on the record. I have a sense, Mr. Barefoot, that if this had not happened to you, that you might be out there among those demonstrators prior to this happening in your own life.
No, sir, I don't think I
would. Killing a police officer in cold blood, you don't think that you'd be capable of supporting a decision to execute that man?
No, sir, I wouldn't. I couldn't do that. I couldn't kill nobody for no reason now, Mr. Donahue. Unless I was in a fit of some kind of something that I had no control over, maybe a fit of anger or something other like that, but I couldn't do that.
With time running out, Mr. Barefoot, what moves you to consent to an interview like this? I don't have to tell you how this country feels about people who kill police officers. Doesn't this kind of public appearance risk inflaming public that is already angry with you?
Yes, sir, buddy.
So what's in it for you to talk to me?
To help somebody else.
How?
By maybe making them think, using their own head instead of following and going along with the stream of what the world is.
Think about what, sir? A life of crime?
No, think about the days when Christ was at the hands of Pilate, and the people was hurrahing to kill him, and this man had done nothing. Make them think about this and initiate their own thought rather than to go with the thought of what everybody else says. Like I did. I believed in capital punishment down here on death row for 3.5 years, or I thought I did. And I know that it's not right. I know in my heart that it's not right now because Jesus lives within me. I know that it's not right.
Mr. Barefoot, you are the father of 5 children. You tell me the oldest is 20 and the youngest is 16.
Right.
Do you see them regularly?
Just my youngest son and my youngest daughter. The other two are in California. They write.
Did you arrange to see your children on the 4 occasions that you were scheduled to die?
Yes, sir, they came. My whole family was here. My dad, my brothers, and my mother, and cousins and uncles, and about 100 and something of them.
Do you, you have the right to have 5 of your loved ones, if that's their choice, and yours, to be at hand at the execution. What will be your choice?
I wouldn't want them to hurt no more than they already have hurt. They've died along with me 4 times already, and I surely wouldn't want them to see.
Do you have a choice? How would you like to die? As bizarre as that question is, it's something you must have thought of.
I wouldn't think that it would make any difference, sir. It wouldn't make any difference.
Some people suggest that injection is the most humane way to do it. Do you agree?
I wouldn't think that it would be because I don't think that would be the most humane way to go because I think that it makes you gasp for breath or whatever. Your heart speeds up or slows down, and I think it would be pretty painful. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Which do you think would be less painful?
I'm not real sure. Probably execution.
Electric chair would be easier.
I guess. I don't know. I hadn't really thought that much about it, Mr. Donahue.
Do you have any interest in communicating with Officer Levin's widow?
Other than to tell her that I'm really sorry that her husband died, that I have nothing to do with it, and I wish that she knew that I had nothing to do with it, and I'm definitely sorry for anybody that dies and loses a loved one.